again, if you just tuned in, the show is Talking About Jazz. I'm your host, Joan Griffith. I'm playing guitar with the fabulous singer-songwriter Ann Reed. We just did a tune, an original of mine, which was kind of fun.
Which is called going Interview to be on a CD of ours.
Right. Ann and I have been in the studio a little bit lately, and you've done a lot of recordings over the years. Do we have a number on that?
I'm thinking I'm at 24. Now, the one that with you and I, the one we've been working on, probably be number 25.
Oh, my gosh.
So, but this one is different just because I'm not singing any of my own songs. I'm singing everybody else's songs. And
And hence the title?
Hence the title is Other People's Songs.
Oh, my gosh. That's a lot of songs, Ann, and let's say for 24 albums with
I have to admit that maybe two or three of them are compilations, so there's a little repeat in there. But it's a lot of songs.
Yeah.
I'm not as prolific as some, but I've managed to write a few.
Well, that is a lot of songs, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Now, the next song I have up on the list is another departure from some singing and songwriting. I think this is another one I've made you play.
That's right. This is another little stretch that Joan had me do because I admired I listened to your CD, Samba Nova, and I just thought, wow, that is so cool. And I think you and I were working on a show that I did called Heroes.
Mm-hmm.
We were talking about women composers,
right.
and you mentioned a woman. We're not going to be doing her song right now, but that kind of got us into. You taught me a couple of Brazilian choros, and we're going to give it a shot.
That's right. And the thing that I think gets lost in the shuffle sometimes here with Ann is that you're a really good guitar player.
Oh,
I think people focus on your songs and your lyrics, but you play some guitar.
When I have to.
Right. Well, me too. When I have to.
The thing is that I never really think about it that much. I feel like I play well enough to accompany myself pretty well and not bore people. I think that's the most important thing is not to bore the audience.
Another high bar has been set.
Exactly.
All right. So so the song we're going to play is a song called Benzinho, and it's by a guy named Jacob do Bandolim. And I know Jacob do Bandolim is the most famous mandolin player from Brazil that's ever been. And he actually won a poll a number of years ago where he was the most influential by Brazilians. They chose him as the most influential Brazilian musician. And you think of all the options they have there.
I know.
And they pick a mandolin player. It's like, okay.
That's pretty cool.
We shall move there now.
Well, I know. The mando that you have is a Brazilian mandolin.
It is a Brazilian mandolin, and it's kind of pretty. But, of course, the audience can't see it.
They can't see it, but trust us, it's pretty. We have some pretty instruments in here. My 12-string, Joan's mando.
Right. So, Ann, you're going to play the 6-string.
Well, we're going to see if I can do it, yeah.
All right. So if you just tuned in, I'm sitting here with Ann Reed, singer-songwriter in the studio here at KBM. I'm your host, Joan Griffith. The show is Talking About Jazz, and we have kind of switched instruments. Ann has now got a hold of my nylon string, and we're going to play a tune by Jacob do Bandolim called a choro, the kind of music it is, called Benzinho. Here we go.
We're going to
a little choro, Brazilian choro music.
Thank you.
Well, if you just tuned in, the show is talking about jazz. I'm your host, Joan Griffith, and my guest in the studio is singer-songwriter, but ever versatile, Ann Reed, over there. And playing that one was, she was playing the nylon string in a Brazilian style, and the tune was called Benzinho by Jacob do Bandolim.
I think, you know, going from a 12-string to a 6-string nylon makes your brain kind of go, wait a minute, what are you doing? I'm always marveling because you switch from the guitar to the bass to the mando, and it's, you know, seemingly with a great deal of ease, Joan.
Well, that's a hard-fought battle. When I first started playing the mandolin, I could play the guitar for a while, and then I could play the mandolin for a while. But if I had to go back to the guitar, it could not happen, and we would just have to stop whatever was happening and wait for me to regroup.
Well, that's kind of why, just switching, it's like, oh, wait a minute. I'm doing that now.
But at first, it's really not any fun at all.
Yeah, I know. People in your brain have to pull out a whole new set of files and stuff. It's just sort of terrible. But
so what's next on our list, Ann?
Well, let's take a peek here. Well, you have your choice.
Oh, okay.
We got a couple of tunes here. One is mine. Mm-hmm. Which is an homage.
Oh, we should do that one.
Should we do
that
one?
I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
My homage.
Oh, Anne is getting out her 12-string again. And this is one of my favorite songs of yours. And I remember the first time I heard it, I wasn't playing on it, and I just sort of fell over laughing so hard. I couldn't believe it. And
We'll just let people come to it. I think, you know, giving the title gives it away, so.
Okay. Well, why don't you just start? There we go.
On the road to full equality, there's darkness, twists and turns, but now we stand to celebrate for all the world to see. With only one remaining thing to ask, will you marry me? Ruth Bader Ginsburg, you're my favorite justice on the Supreme Court. Will you marry me? Ruth Bader Ginsburg, you bring the rulings and I'll bring a little tort. On the side of fairness there you'll be. Oh, so resolute, your heart is pure. The worth of individuals you see. That Walmart's not a person, that's for sure. Will you marry me, Ruth Bader Ginsburg? Now that it's possible, I'm finally free to say, will you marry me, Ruth Bader Ginsburg? Or will you be the one who breaks my heart and slips away? In your black robe and your jabot, you're the one for me, I know. When the other jurists on the bench issue deeply flawed majorities, breathless I will wait for your dissent, a voice that's clear o'er all others supremes. Will you marry me, Ruth Bader Ginsburg? I'll defend your honor when Alito's in your face. But you don't need me, Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Just by being true, that's how you keep him in his place. Will you marry me, Ruth Bader Ginsburg? You're my favorite justice on the Supreme Court. Will you marry me, Ruth Bader Ginsburg? You bring the rulings and I'll bring a little tort. You're my favorite justice on the Supreme Court.
That's such a great song.
I don't know of
any other songs dedicated to a Supreme Court justice. So, I mean, you may have the corner on that one. And I don't know of any other songs that have Chabot in there.
Yeah, the word Chabot, I get credit for that.
I think you do.
I mean, do.
Really.
And if people don't know what a Chabot is, it's that little doily that Ruth Bader Ginsburg wears around her neck.
Mm-hmm.
She has many of them. I guess people send them to her now.
Oh, my gosh.
And she has some very beautiful ones. But, yeah, she is the little thing that goes around the neck of the robe is the Chabot. I looked for that rhyme, I'll tell you. I thought, oh, there's my little bridge there, and I need to comment on the little doily she's wearing. What's it called?
Yeah, oh, my gosh.
And thankfully it was called something that rhymed really well.
Yes, there's a lot of words you could rhyme with that one. So now, it's my understanding that she has heard the song and
loves it. She did.
She sent you a letter, right?
She sent me a letter, yeah.
Oh,
I was encouraged to send the song to her, and I hesitated because, mm-hmm. you know, I kept on pointing out, I said, have you people heard this song? It's going to end up in the creepy stalker pile. I mean, it's just not going to be funny. But she wrote back. She wrote this lovely little letter, and I have it framed on my wall.
Yeah.
That's not going anywhere.
Well, like I said, you're the only one I know that's written a song about a Supreme Court justice. So
I guess
you have the corner on a couple markets there for sure.
But I mean, really, has there ever been a Supreme Court justice quite like Ginsburg?
No.
It's hard to imagine. I mean, I liked Thurgood Marshall, but
yeah,
I don't know.
Well, we'll leave that to someone else to do. Okay. You've made your statement.
That'd be fine.
So. Well, if you just tuned in, that was Ann Reed singing her lovely song dedicated to Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. And she likes it, so that's all we need to know.
That's all we
about
care about.
That. That's right. So what else do we have here, Ann? You have a...
I think we got another song from that you and I did for the new CD for our new CD, and this one I learned because my mother knew it.
Oh, okay. And what's this one called?
This is called "On a Slow Boat to China."
Oh, yeah.
It was written by Frank Lesser, who wrote the music, I think, for Guys and Dolls. Is that true? Yeah. But yeah, my wife was when we first met. We had first gotten together, it was like 33 years ago, and she had already signed up to go on this hiking and biking trip to China.
Mm-hmm.
So I was all sad and bummed out that she was going to China. And I told my mother, you know, I just said, oh, Jane's going to China, you know. And she just started singing this song. And I thought, are you kidding me? I said, this is a real song? And she said, oh, yeah. She said, great song.
Well, your mom was quite a character.
My mom
think.
Was quite a character.
Yes, she was.
She knew all the songs.
Well, this one, I know this song, too, and I'm not exactly sure why I knew it, but I'm not sure why I know many songs that I do. But it's just got the coolest lyric.
It does. Well, it's got a cool lyric, and I only knew one of the lyrics. I only knew one part of it until we started looking into it to record it. And then there was this whole other lyric, and I thought, wow, cool. So it's just kind of, who knows? I feel like writing more.
Well, you probably could.
I probably could.
In the grand tradition of, you know, Goodnight Eileen or something.
I know, of adding, like, multiple verses to songs. I know. I'm not done with this song yet. I'm just going to keep writing it. Yeah.
Well, okay. Well,
I don't know.
The gauntlet has been thrown. That's all I got to say. Well, if you've just tuned in, Ann Reed and I are giggling away here in the studio at KBM. The show is Talking About Jazz. I'm your host, Joan Griffith, and we're about to sing a not so well known song by Frank Lesser with a really wonderful, charming, really, lyric.
A little charming lyric, yeah.
A charming lyric called On a Slow Boat to China.
I'd love to get you on a slow boat to China, all to myself alone. Get you and keep you in my arms some more. Leave all your lovers, weeping on a faraway shore, out on the briny with the moon big and shiny, melting your heart of stone. I'd love to catch you on a slow boat to China, all to myself alone. I'd love to get you on a slow boat to China, all to myself alone. A twist in the rudder and a rip in the sail, drifting and dreaming, throw the compass over the rail. Out on the ocean, far from all the commotion, melting your heart of stone. I'd love to get you on a slow boat to China, all to myself alone. There is no verse to this song, 'cause I don't want to wait a moment too long to say that I'd love to get you on a slow boat to China, all to myself alone. Get you and keep you in my arms evermore. Leave all your lovers weeping on a faraway shore, out on the briny with the moon big and shiny, melting your heart of stone. I'd love to get you on a slow boat to China, all to myself, all to myself, all to myself alone.
It's just a flirtatious thing.
It really is. It's so much fun. What a fun song.
Right. Well, this one, that one has some funny words in it, too, like briny.
Briny, yeah, putting briny into it. Well, yeah. There are some words that just shouldn't be used in a song. But
you think
if
so?
You can fit them in. Well, some of them just sound too weird. And it's I can't remember. There's some lyrics where it just hits your ear and you think, ooh, wow, wish you had used a different word. You know.
Well, I don't mind ocean and commotion.
No, I don't either. The commotion on the ocean is pretty good.
So, Anne, on your daily life, do you jot down song ideas and lyric ideas every day?
Yeah. Well, not every day. Mm-hmm. I mean, I've had a really busy fall, and it just seems like I've been doing nothing but rehearsals, planning for rehearsals, working on that kind of thing. But whenever I have an idea, you know, sometimes you dream them and sometimes you just get them when you're walking around.
Mm-hmm.
So I just keep them.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I sit down to write, maybe the melody will remind me of something.
Of something or the other.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Or sometimes you work the other way.
Hmm. Yeah, so when you write, though, I mean, it's the lyrics first always, right? You think? Or
well,
not
the lyrics are sitting there, but I usually have to get some kind of a melody going, mm-hmm, to evoke something, mm-hmm, you know, and you kind of have the feelings of wherever you are, and you start with that. I mean, that's the way I start. So I try to get something going on the guitar, you know, and kind of depends on, you know, sometimes you just hit the right cool chord,
mm-hmm,
and you're thinking, well, I have to use that. That's the coolest chord ever. I have to use that. Or, you know, you get some riff going where you think, wow, that's cool.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Yeah.
So yeah. I just am always interested in people's process a, mm-hmm, little bit. And
I mostly go with getting something going on the guitar as far as just a chord progression,
mm-hmm,
or some kind of a pattern or something.
Mm-hmm. Kind of rhythm to it.
Yeah, rhythm to it, just so I know what I'm working with.
Yeah, well, cool. Well, yeah. Commotion and ocean.
Commotion and ocean,
just
baby.
In case that might show up. Well, thanks, Anne.
Hey, thanks, Joan.
This has been super fun.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
So, and if you just tuned in, again, it's Anne Reed in the studio playing some songs she wrote, some songs she didn't write, and a bunch of things. And
some songs that Joan taught me.
And well, Ann, thanks so much. It's been really fun.
Yeah,
and
it's
also
been a pleasure, Joan.
I want to thank Wesley Phipps, who's in there making us sound really beautiful. And again, the show is talking about jazz. I'm your host, Joan Griffith. This is KBM, a listener-driven 88.5.